Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning, Uriah Bullard. He is president and CEO of the Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful this morning.
Good, good, good. Well, first of all, tell us about the chamber and tell us why you created the chamber.
Okay. Well, the chamber is essentially just exactly what any other chamber of commerce is. It's a place to do network and to do business. Mm-hmm. And the real reason as to why we created the chamber was what we saw as a lack of an entrepreneurial focus in this next generation of future business leaders, future business managers, and employees. And so one of the things we wanted to do was be able to create that network and kind of offer that avenue as to go out and teach that message of entrepreneurship and have an avenue to come back and build a network with for these students and future entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So talk about the services of the Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce.
Right. So some of the services that we're looking to kind of jumpstart here in the fall and maybe in the winter will be programs designed to help create businesses, programs designed to inspire entrepreneurs, programs designed to instill in this next generation or anybody really traits that employees find useful, mm-hmm. traits that employees would want in employers would want in employees, and things like that to kind of just help them be more prepared to get out here in the world and kind of succeed.
And you're doing that. You're going into the school systems and you're doing some other things, right?
Yes, ma'am, definitely. Mm-hmm. One of the things we do, our big focus on is direct involvement and engagement with the generation, like high schools. We go into colleges and things like that because mm-hmm. we found that firsthand experience goes long ways farther than just something that you read in a book, something right. that you see on TV. When they're seeing it in person, being able to be in experiments, it actually has a deeper feeling of involvement, and it kind of pushes them forward to say, yeah, I can do this. It's mm-hmm. real. And it's something that they see. So definitely we big time going into schools.
You know, I see this generation, and I have two of them, a 25 and a 27-year-old, who don't necessarily want to go to school because they've seen, you know, all of these successful people on television and on the internet who've made it without schooling. And then also the other thing is that they don't want to go. They don't want to go on a 9-to-5 job. They
right.
want to create their own thing, but they don't necessarily know how to create that thing.
Right. Absolutely. And as far as the you know, seeking higher education, one of the things that we've researched and found out is that the average millennial, and I believe that age frame is from 20 to maybe 25, mm-hmm. not 25, 30 to 35.
Right. Uh-huh.
The average millennial is in debt of $40,000.
Yes.
And so that fear of, well, going into debt or getting a student loan, it has caused a major, vast majority of this generation to be afraid to go and seek higher education. As far as starting your business or not wanting to go to college, one of the things we try to impress upon the millennials or this generation is that you don't have to, but you have to get an education.
That's right.
And wherever you get that from, whether it be independent study, whether it be higher education, whether it be mentorship, whatever you do to get it, you need to get some form of education. And then what we do is try to use that education and show you, okay, these are some of the jobs you can go after. These are some of the businesses that you can create. And this is how you do that moving forward.
But you know, the thing that and I keep telling, especially my 27-year-old, is that, sure, you are, you know, educated in this point. But what you don't understand is the world respects that piece of paper. So
Absolutely.
So how do you get them past that, having that piece of paper, having the education, but not necessarily having the documentation that I learned this? I don't have any certification. I don't have a degree. I don't, you know. And so you go out in the world and you say, hey, I know this. And people say, okay, well, show me how you know this.
Absolutely.
Where's your certification? Where's your piece of paper? I'm going
right.
through that now with my 27-year-old.
Right. Exactly. The paper is what the world looks at as proof,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It is your evidence that you did this and you finished it and
right.
you know this, or you should know this, rather.
Right.
And that's why if you were not to go to college, then obviously someone is going to say, well, prove me that you know this. And by proving it, it would be, had you started a business and were you successful in doing the things that you would have done mm-hmm. had you gone to college? Mm-hmm. Now, as far as doing it without starting a business, that's where we feel the network comes into play. Oh, okay. You being able to build this network of people that you know, people that trust you, people that see you, at least in the environment of business and the environment of entrepreneurship, they're a little more willing to say, okay, I've known this person for X amount of years. I've seen them. I've seen their attitude. I've seen how they work. I'll give them a shot. I'll give them a chance to prove to me that they do know, versus someone that's just walking into a business saying, I don't have any paper, but I want you to trust that I know what I'm talking about.
Right. Exactly. It's I had a round table with some young men, 26, 27, and we talked about education and we talked about, you know, the same thing that we're talking about, that having that piece of paper versus you knowing what you're talking about, but the world is not going to see it that way. So
right.
it was an interesting conversation. So talk about, you know, some of the challenges, and of course we're discussing some of that right now, but some of the challenges of starting a business the millennials are having right now, or even going into the workplace. And I can tell you one of the issues going into the workplace is the communication part.
Absolutely.
You can't get a millennial to call you back. You can, you know, I had to pull somebody up on his collar the other day and say, look, when I tell you to call me, I need you to call me.
Right.
I don't want to email. I don't want to text. I need to talk to you about whatever the issue is. And
absolutely.
So it's funny because he apologized, and but he's very difficult as a millennial to contact. So how, you know, that's a hard place to be in a job, and a lot of them end up leaving or getting fired because they won't communicate.
Absolutely. Definitely. And it's an effect of this generation being so
the technology generation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. technology has mm-hmm. caused us to kind of be short-sighted. It's kind of caused them to have a short attention span and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so definitely, and that's why when we teach entrepreneurship, we're not just teaching it for you to go into business. We teach it as a way of saying, look, the things or the traits that entrepreneurs have go a long way in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you learn these things, whether you use them or not, they're going to help you regardless. One of the traits is perseverance and determination and
yes.
hardworking. And that's going to cause you to take on that extra amount of effort to be able to go into a job and be the employee that they need, because you're going to look at it as, okay, if I were the owner, this is how I would see this, and this is how I would
okay.
do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it causes you to kind of put a little more effort into your actions.
You know, I think another issue is thin skin.
Yes.
Millennials are very thin skin. I mean, I'm speaking in general, but I'm talking from the experience that I've had with them. And I have a baby sister who is a millennial, and she, once she graduates from college with her master's, I think she's had 10 jobs.
Wow.
You know why? Because somebody didn't like her, somebody offended her, somebody couldn't work with her, somebody,
right.
you know, it was always somebody else. Of course, it's her, but you know, that thin skin, you got to have thick skin to work in an environment with other people, and they're just so sensitive.
Absolutely, and it all stems from the lack of communication. Even when you look at each other,
mm-hmm.
Our communication with each other isn't as it was 40, 30
Not even
years
close.
Ago.
Exactly.
And so now that we've crossed into this realm where I'm not going to tell you something to your face, I'm going to go online, I'm going to make, you know, posts about it,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tweet about it, pictures about it, whatever it may be, it causes you to have this online courage versus this real life, you know, courage that you need to
mm-hmm.
persevere anything. And so absolutely, and those traits, we're not building them. We're not seeing them when we look on television, and we're not engaging in them enough for them to be ingrained within our attitudes. And so that's definitely something that we kind of impress upon this generation, is that you know, you got to put down this technology sometime.
Yeah.
And you have to do research in books. You have to do research
Absolutely.
In person, face-to-face meetings. And mentorship is one of the biggest things that we try to teach, because you don't know what you're going to learn from someone that's already been there and done that. You can't take that education away from mm-hmm. them, but you can learn from it.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yes. As you know, Uriah, I had some college students at my house for dinner. It was six of them. And I sat and watched them sit at the table and text each other. They never talked to each other.
Oh, wow.
That amazed me. So I sat and watched it for about 10 minutes. And I went over and I said, hey, guys, cell phones on the table. Turn them off. So have a conversation. So finally getting them to open up and really talk to each other, it was an amazing thing. But it was just funny to see them all sitting at the same table.
Oh, yeah.
And they were texting each other.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and that's what this generation, we do. That's what is comfortable to us. It's easy to type something, but to say something and to mean it is a lot different.
Wow.
And so, and there's no emotion across a text,
right?
Mm-hmm. A medium like mm-hmm. a computer or a phone. So nobody really knows what your feelings are. Nobody really knows what you mean, what you're typing. But if you're in front of me and you say something, I can see your expression, and
yeah.
I can see how your voice and your tone and all of that, and I can take it into account, and I can actually understand how you feel about the subject, things like that. They play a big part. And so
it's interesting. The digital technology age, it's so interesting what it's created and how it's manifesting itself in our next generation and our next
Absolutely.
Generation. Yeah. So you have a company. So we're going to
yes.
shift gears for a minute, called Digitize Me. And
right.
Talk about that company for a moment.
Right. Now, the Digitize Me was a company that I created before the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I created it. At first, what I did, it was I was converting cassette tapes, VHS tapes over to the more digital medium mm-hmm. as they kind of became to get obsolete. That's what I was doing at first. And as I was doing it, I found that it was more of a niche kind of a thing. People didn't necessarily need it. It was something that, okay, if I really want my old stuff to be put on this new medium, I'll hire you to do it.
Right.
And so then I kind of shifted focus. I kind of rebranded the whole business. And what I turned it into more so was a web development company
mm-hmm.
And app development studio. That was where I wanted to take it. After I went to college for a little bit, I did research on computer programming. And so that's where I went further, and I wanted to take it further in that direction. So that's what I've done now.
So you create websites now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know.
Yes.
So talk about how people can join the chamber, and more than that, do you need help from the outside? Tell us what you need from the outside in.
Right. Well, what we really look for and what we really need is involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And with that involvement, people will begin to see what we call youth. When people see a need for something, they're more likely to go after it. They're more likely to use it. Because there are a lot of entrepreneurship training, you know, the programs around the world. But if you don't see them, you don't see people supporting them, then no one thinks that they're necessary. No one
Right.
thinks that they're needed.
It's true.
You know, yeah, exactly. And so that is what we really look forward to, what we really look forward from people
mm-hmm.
is just involvement, engagement. Whether it be if we hold a forum, people coming out, people coming to support it, so that the generation can see, okay, we want to support you. We see there's a problem. We are coming up with the solutions. It's not just the talk of the problems. Here's the solution to it. Now let's work on it and let's get it done and move forward together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's really definitely what we look forward to.
So how can people join?
People can join right now if you go online to go to www.thefecc.com. You go online and you'll see where we have membership forms online that we have. We have some digital ones coming up that we're going to put online right now. It's a PDF form.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go there, you can get all the information that you need. We're going to be updating it real soon with the member section and things like that, and just kind of keep it up to date with what's happening and any information that people need as far as entrepreneurship, as far as business, traits, anything like that.
So what ages are you serving?
And the reason now the ages that we serve, funny story behind it as to why we chose future entrepreneurs as the beginning of our Chamber of Commerce name is because we feel like anybody at any age, given the education, given the training, given the opportunity, can use their experience to go into business or to better their lives. So really, our age, if you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to be a better employee, if you want to just learn business, it doesn't matter our age to you. Now, we focus majority on high schoolers and college students, of course, but we also see that absolutely anybody past, you know, 35, 40, 50, 50, 60. They're people starting businesses.
Right.
And so they're going to need the education. They're going to need the support. They're going to need the network. And so it just all experience really is what we want to be able to do and provide it for everyone. Because there's going to be college students that need the 40-year-olds. There's going to be 40-year-olds that need that workforce. And so we just want to be able to have that network that everybody can come to and use and benefit from.
I love your slogan. It says that the Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce is the voice of business for the next wave of leaders.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to seeing, you know, what's going to be produced out there.
Absolutely.
Great organization. And again, you can go to thefecc.com. It is the Future Entrepreneurs, the Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce. And again, anybody can go there. Do you have any other information that you want to leave with folks?
Definitely, they could follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We have all those social media accounts because that's primarily where a lot of attention is being spent nowadays. And so any business that wants to go forward, definitely got to have that. So definitely, and most of that's going to be Official FECC or the Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce. And so just look us up and follow us and like us there.
Okay. And you hold some services as far as workshops or networking events, that kind of thing. Can they find it on your website as well?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be coming up maybe in the next 2 weeks here. We have a workshop that we're planning for the beginning of September.
Great.
And that's going to be really be what we plan to be like a monthly type of a thing where we just take a business topic and we kind of just take you through the entire process, whether it be creating business cards, flyers, websites, anything that a trait, anything that we see a business need, and we'll be getting the feedback from the community, feedback from the attendees, and just kind of making it larger and making it larger. We have events next year as far as expos and award shows that we definitely are going to want to, you know, get more involvement with this next generation so they can see, hey, it's stuff happening out here that you can get part of.
That's right.
And so that's what we're targeting for later this year and early next year.
Absolutely. Understanding that the business world will welcome you with open arms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you have to prove it. You have to know it. And you have to mean it.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to have character with it, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Uriah Bullard, president and CEO of the Future Entrepreneurs Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.